Getting welfare clients working in jobs is a challenge anywhere. It's especially difficult on Indian reservations, where jobs are scarce and more than half the people live in poverty. When Congress overhauled the welfare law 6 years ago, tribes got the option to create their own welfare programs designed by and for Native Americans. NPR's Ina Jaffe reports on an ambitious program started by a small tribe in Southern California.
The Torres Martinez Band of Desert Cahuilla Indians is the long name for a tribe of just 700 people. About a third of them live on the reservation, 11,000 acres of sand and brush about an hour's drive southeast of Palm Springs. At one point about 3 years ago, unemployment on the reservation had reached 87%, says tribal chairwoman Mary Bilardo.
We were so ignored and so beat down. And that feeling of hopelessness was just rampant here. We're really starting from ground zero.
Welfare reform seemed to take a long time getting to the Torres Martinez Reservation. Unemployment here was often so high that tribal clients were exempt from the strict work requirements the rest of the country had been following for 5 years. And the reservation so remote, it was difficult for tribe members to take advantage of the government's welfare to work services. So in September, the Torres Martinez tribe began its own welfare program. Executive Director Virginia Hill says the tribe's approach to welfare is fundamentally different than the state's.
The state of California has decided their policy is work first, regardless of what type of work that is. And for the most part, due to lack of training, adequate training or education, the recipients have to take a low-paying job, whether it's at McDonald's or something similar to that.
But the Torres Martinez program doesn't immediately push clients into just any available job. It deals first with the obstacles that might prevent someone from working.
Whether it's a issue of transportation or childcare or substance abuse or just a general lack of any type of training, we like to take care of that first before we get you into a career rather than a job.
Some of that training takes place right on the reservation in the tribe's social hall.
Let me give you an example. If you're patrolling the grounds of a factory at 2 a.m. and you see two armed adults entering the stockroom, what would you do?
Retired police officer Ben Jimenez was training eight hopeful people recently to work as security guards.
Those guys take off running. You don't pursue them. You're endangering yourself.
Welfare client Evelyn Dean was earnestly taking notes throughout the presentation. She's 40 years old, separated from her husband, and the mother of four. Over the years, she's received welfare at times and worked at times.
I went and got a job doing dishwashing, and this is like mainly house cleaning, just house cleaning. I have no really any job training, job skills anyway.
So she's hoping the security guard course is her road to a better life. And in case that doesn't work out, she's also taking computer classes. But the tribal welfare program isn't just about jobs. In September, Evelyn got a few hundred dollars to buy school clothes for her kids. She doesn't have a car, so the tribal transportation service ferries her to and from her classes, and the health clinic, and the market. And she's moving out of her ex-in-law's place, finally, into an affordable trailer home.
Eventually, I'll be owning it. It'll be mine. And that'll be great, because that'll be the first thing I own is that'll be mine, that'll be really great. Something I'm looking forward to.
Evelyn glances toward the social hall cinder block wall. A trellised arch festooned with artificial flowers leans against it. It's used in weddings, she explains, weddings that the tribe helps pay for. Most states have ignored welfare reform's mandate to promote marriage, but on the reservation, it's taken seriously.
And I had a niece that did that. She was the first one that had got married and they paid for, so that was pretty cool. An Indian ceremony, I guess they did it traditional. Yeah, the bird singers and dancers, and that's pretty nice.
A lot of Native American tribes have started their own welfare plans. One of the reasons, though, that Torres Martinez can offer so many different services is that California is the only state that matches federal welfare money dollar for dollar. Chairwoman Mary Bilardo says that the Torres Martinez tribe is now extending its welfare program to Native Americans beyond the reservation.
It's our attempt to help Native people in any way we can, and we're glad to do it. We really are glad to do it. And We just want to spread the word and make sure that all of our people are taken care of.
The flexibility that's enabled the tribe to do that has been one of the most widely praised components of the 1996 welfare law, and it's something that the states hope will be retained when Congress reauthorizes the law later this year. Ina Jaffe, NPR News, on the Torres Martinez Reservation.